Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel, or welcome for the very first time. I'm talking about Israeli terrorism in the West Bank, where Hamas does not exist. Now, it's been going on for decades since the Israelis started their illegal occupation of the West Bank in 1967 after the Six-Day War and the United Nations Security Council resolutions calling for Israel to withdraw. So they're in flagrant violation of international law for decades. So don't call these people settlers. They are illegal immigrants. Now, some governments, the US government is very harsh indeed on illegal immigrants. But if they're Israeli illegal immigrants in Palestine, in land even the United States says belongs to Palestine, that's A-OK. And the US government actually funds them. So it is frank racism driving people out because of their ethnicity and their religion, saying that God gave this to us, you've got no right to be here. You can see how that enrages the much put upon Palestinians who have suffered the most horrendous oppression and the heaviest injustice for decades. And United Nations Security Council resolutions, United Nations General Assembly resolutions, rulings of the International Court of Justice, condemnations by dozens of governments and human rights reports, protests, marches, sanctions, boycotts, all that achieves nothing for the Palestinian people. And in the United Nations Charter, it grants the right to resistance against illegal occupation and oppression of this kind when all other means of achieving justice have failed. Surely Palestinians are entitled to defend themselves. Palestine, which has lost 90% of its territory over the last century, no other country in the world would be asked to accept the loss of 90% of its territory. Would the USA accept the loss of 90% of its land? You may argue that Palestine is not a nation. All right, you'd be wrong. Palestine is recognized by well over 100 nation states, and it's all about recognition. Has embassies in many countries and so forth. Palestinian citizenship has existed since the 1920s. Golda Meir, later president of Israel, she applied for and received Palestinian citizenship and a Palestinian passport in the 1920s. Anyway, so there is increasing violence by these illegal immigrants against the Palestinians, the obvious and poverty-stricken Palestinians who seek to harvest their olives and so on. The United Nations Humanitarian Offices has recorded record levels of violence. So 160 illegal colonies built on Palestinian sovereign soil in the West Bank, over 700,000 illegal immigrants there, ruled by Israeli civil law, where the occupied, the oppressed, the dispossessed, over 3 million Palestinians ruled by Israeli courts martial. The Israeli illegal immigrants allowed to vote in the elections to the Israeli Knesset, and that's the one that wields effective authority. The Palestinian Authority has virtually no authority over the West Bank. And, you know, under these peace deals, Israel was going to keep the land that they had stolen, have security control. The Palestinians were going to be allowed to have no military. They desperately need to defend themselves. A Bedouin village in Deir Sharaf was set on fire. So it is just wanton cruelty, the most filthy, revolting cruelty, the bullying, the humiliation, the egregious violence against defenseless people. It's infuriating that such unjust acts, such brutality is allowed to go unchecked. Crimes against humanity every single day, aided and abetted by the Israeli army, the Israeli police, when they don't commit them directly themselves, providing security to the violent criminals. So these felons, they get away with it every single time. Wow. Now, the IDF, they do occasionally arrest some Israeli civilians, partly because the violence starts to be a danger to the Israelis themselves and so on. So it got so bad that President Isaac Herzog, I blush to mention, he's half Irish, saying these were shocking and serious, and they're a handful of violent, dangerous individuals. It's not a handful. It's a huge amount. It's endemic. He condemned violence against civilians and against IDF soldiers crosses the line, and I severely condemn it. I wonder why he never took that attitude towards what's going on in the Gaza Strip. So he has presided over genocide being committed. He is commander-in-chief of the IDF, And we know that they have murdered 70,000 civilians in Gaza, you know, deliberately murdering journalists, claiming they're members of Hamas, targeting almost every single clinic, hospital, school, mosque, church in Gaza, taking thousands of Palestinian hostages, holding the most inhumane conditions, incommunicado, in dungeons without light for weeks, torturing them, raping them, just about every crime you can imagine. Wow. Building a big tower so Israelis could watch for entertainment, you know, unarmed people being shot dead, snipers, bullets in children's skulls, men deliberately shot in the groin. I mean, the list goes on. It could scarcely get fouler. Wow, wow. These are some of the darkest chapters in history. And this from a nation state which gratingly asserts its excellent human rights record. It is beyond chutzpah and so forth. Okay. So anyway, so much violence against these poor defenseless Palestinians. And the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said in October alone, there were 260 attacks by these Israeli so-called settlers, resulting in damage or vandalism. So an average of 8 incidents every single day. So these poor Palestinians, their means of life, their trees destroyed. It's just so cruel. It's revolting that people should be like that. The lowest of the low, this bestial violence against defenseless civilians. You know, the murder of little children, tear gas fired at defenseless civilians for the mere crime of picking olives on land that belongs to them, and so on. So you can see how this infuriates Palestinians, and some of them feel they have no other option than to take up arms to defend themselves. Wow. Treating Palestinians as though they're not human. And I remember when the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Palestine, Francesca Albanese, submitted a report and is extraordinarily thorough and meticulous, giving chapter and verse about which crime was committed exactly where, by whom, and against whom, naming individuals where possible, where not, the units and so forth, with a lawyer's pedantic attention to detail. And the best that the Israeli ambassador could come up with was to call her a witch, resorting to the language of the playground, calling it a book of spells, couldn't even attempt to engage with the substance of a report, had nothing to say about the gravamen. Well, that is affirmative silence. By not even attempting to dispute the factual basis of it, he was therefore saying, yes, it's true. It was a tacit acknowledgement of the veracity of her report, because it's beyond argument. The indisputability of what she said is absolutely crystal clear, that there is no case for the defense when it is premeditated, willful, ongoing violence to destroy an ethnic group in whole or in part. Wow. And, you know, they say the death toll may be well over 70,000 if you take those indirectly killed who died from malnutrition, lack of medicine and medical equipment. Goodbye.